This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Welcome to Talking Property. We've got microphones falling apart here. There we go. Rob Druitt, you are a genius, mate.
You're going to be jack of all trades in real estate.
You do.
Particularly when you come to your final inspections and things aren't working and so on. So, all part of the fun.
I thought you might have borrowed Sue McDougall's little Gerber thing.
Should have.
She's unbelievable. She fixes things
on the spot,
but you've done very well. How's it all been during the week?
Good, yeah, very good week, yes. Yeah, things are happening, houses are selling, provided the price is right. Yeah.
That's always
the key.
Trick.
Yes, it's the same with land, isn't it, our special guest here.
beautiful segue. Deborah Goostery is our special guest today. Great to have you, Deb, from the UDIA, Urban Development Institute of Australia. But not for long.
No. I've been
breaking
here nearly,
news, folks.
I've been here nearly 9 years in the role and decided that it was time to let some fresh blood in. So I'm moving on, and I'll give a plug to my new employer, the National Lifestyle Villages. I'm really delighted to be going.
You've gone from one end to the other. Started with land, and now you've gone to the retirement end of the equation. That makes a lot of sense.
It's one of those things where you watch people for a long time and you go, yeah, actually, that's a really good company. I think I want to be part of that one. So,
but can I say you've done a wonderful job over the last 9 years.
Absolutely.
And I had pleasure of working with you when I was REWA president, like 2006 to 2009, and had a real strong mark on the development and land industry. So well done, Deborah, and you'll be missed. Big shoes to fill, but I guess we all move on in our careers and our lives. So congratulations, and we wish you the best.
Thank you. And the journey while you were president during those very turbulent
times.
Yes,
went from boom to bust, so that was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've all seen it, haven't we? And certainly some pressures on the land now, but there's two sides to every equation, isn't it? I mean, for the buyers, there's some fabulous opportunities out there.
And it really is. And it's one of those things to remember that back in 2007, we ran an affordability summit because nothing was affordable anymore. We couldn't get the land. And when I was leaving and I was doing a bit of media around it, it was really interesting. The average price of land now, developer land, is cheaper than it was in 2007. It's a lot smaller,
yes.
But when you're looking to get your foot in the door, you can do it better now than you've been able to
long
time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that was in the boom, the 2005, 6, 7, first part of 8 boom. Land was the start of it, wasn't it? And that chronic shortage of land was a huge problem.
Yeah, it was one of those things. And you need to go back a little bit to say that previously, Perth was so affordable. It actually was.
It was underpriced, wasn't it, in 2004, 2005, first part.
Absolutely. I came over to Western Australia. No, I'm not born and bred in Western Australia, but I feel like I'm Western Australian
now. My guess is about 20% of the population are born in Western Australia at the moment, so that's okay.
But I've been here over 20 years, so I count myself as Western Australian. But when we moved here...
You've been neutralised.
I have been neutralised, but I only came from South Australia, so it was one of those where... You know, I felt that I wasn't part of the East Coast and absolutely freaked when people said, South Australia, you're part of the East Coast. And it was like, I didn't get that memo.
Well,
when
the other side of the rabbit proof fence.
Come on. Yeah. It wasn't a me-proof fence. So anyway, when I came over here and I opened up the paper and had a look at the new housing prices, I said, is this a misprint? And I was coming from South Australia.
What year was that, Deborah?
95.
Through the 90s.
So
it was very cheap.
And so we had this scenario where everybody could afford a 4 or 5 bedroom home on a larger block of land. And that was the norm. And when I started at UDIA, I said to a lot of the developers and the builders, so if we've got an affordability problem, why don't you make them smaller? And they said, Deb, we've got the product. But when people walk in the door, they say, oh, no, we'll just save up and get the 4 or 5 bedroom home. Yeah. And there were two people rattling around in it.
And it has to be double brick.
Yeah. Yes. So what I think has changed radically is people's acceptance of diversity of products. So we've got a plethora of apartments coming on now in all sorts of locations.
At last, haven't we? It's not just all suburban large blocks with 4x2 houses on it. But that's been a product too, of course, of the change in price, hasn't it? And we've had to adapt to the market because of affordability.
There's other things that have happened though. The apartments was actually a change in policy. The introduction of the R codes, and people are familiar with the R codes, you know, the R20, R30, etc. It actually affected apartments as well, because you needed to have plot ratio and density. What that means is you needed to have a certain number of apartments and coverage of land, and it meant that we could only really build three-bedroom apartments in many areas. Mm. So we had these penthouses. They were fabulous, but not affordable.
It was not affordable, which isn't the whole market. And what really apartments are really about being affordable, aren't they? Because quite often that's the first foray into the property market.
That's right. And people that are looking at the apartments, there's two ends to it, often the first home buyer and the downsizers. And the downsizers have become a very big part of that market now because it's expanding.
Mm. Now, Deborah, I know you are a devoted listener of this program.
Yes.
So I'm not going to be telling you anything you don't already know, but we do have $100 cash to give away for one of the people who calls our program today, thanks to New Generation Homes. Visit newgenerationhomes.com.au. They're a division, of course, of the Summit Homes Group. Now, to qualify, you just need to call us on 922-118-882 and have a chat to us. Deb's the expert when it comes to land. Rob's the expert when it comes to everything in regards to property. I'm here to press the buttons. So,
yeah.
So we all have a little...
We all have our role to play.
...role to fill. But 922-118-882 is the number to call if you'd like to get on board. And as we say each and every week, get in nice and early, because otherwise we might have to cut you off short or not get to your call at all if you leave it till the end of the program. Now, if you want to send an email, just pop it into harvey@6pr.com.au, or if you want to send a text, 19 999 677. And Rob mentioned, of course, Deb, that he is a former president of REWA, succeeded by the great Lord David Airy, succeeded by the wonderful Hayden Groves. And
Alan Burke immediately after me.
And Alan Burke after you, yes. And then Lord David, and then
and
Hayden.
And now we've got Hayden, yes. Mm.
And Hayden's just, he's... made his mark very quickly, and he sent us out an interesting news release that you've just brought to my attention, Rob. Purse sales activity on the rise. The market had enjoyed a healthy rebound following the Christmas and New Year dip, which is good news.
It could only go up, because it was so slow and there was so little activity. If it hadn't have gone up a bit in February, we would have all gone, oh, my goodness.
And look, Western Australia is one of those places where everybody eventually gets sick of it and says, no, I'm just going to go and buy now.
Yeah, exactly. I've had enough of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not
Market's
gonna be
bottomed
gloom.
Out. Let's get on with it.
Exactly.
So just drilling down into what Hayden's done, what are some of the highlights of the figures that he's produced here?
Well, the main thing was we had a lift in turnover, which is obviously important with any business, but it's good that we've seen more properties sell, and that's a product of the buyers sort of, I guess, boycotting the market a bit over the Christmas break. They were seeing the prices rationalise and fall a bit, and then we've seen the prices come down, the sellers meet where the buyers are, and the prices are meeting the market, and of course you have more turnover there, which was fabulous. So that was good to see a little bit more activity there. Listings haven't blown out, which is quite an interesting dynamic in the market, isn't it, Deb? I mean, normally when you have a slow market, you have both a slow buyer activity, but you have oversupply. And we've got some oversupply in certain segments of the market, but generally across the board we haven't. And land isn't completely oversupplied, is it?
No, and I think it's one of those things, and we obviously do the analysis of the predicted buyers and the amount of land. And normally you get into a situation where you've got two blocks of land or three or four for every buyer, but it's actually been quite interesting to watch that virtually very few areas have even tipped over the two blocks, and with the variety of lot sizes, you actually need to have about 1.5 as a minimum blocks for every prospective buyer, or else you just won't be able to match demand. So very important.
Yes, it is indeed. All right, the calls are starting to come in, which is great. Trevor of Belden is first up. Hi, Trev.
Good morning, folks.
Morning. How can we help you, Trevor?
Just recently retired and paid my house off.
Good on you.
And speaking to the lady at the bank, she said I could either go to the bank and they would organise me deeds, or I could go to Landgate.
Yes.
I was just wondering what I need to take to Landgate to let them know that I am the person that owns the house, you know, like passport,
Yeah, they'll require a 100-point check, which would be a current passport is the best one, although I think they do still accept a three-month, one's been expired for 3 months, but a current passport, and driver's licence is a 100-point check. And you're looking at discharging your mortgage. You've paid it off, but, of course, it stays on the title until you physically discharge it.
Oh, okay.
So that might be what – is that what you're thinking of doing?
Yeah, well, I just want to go out there and pick them up just so that we had them here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you want to actually get the title, yes, because the bank doesn't need the duplicate certificate of title anymore as security because you've paid the loan off. But they will still hold it while the mortgage is still registered on the title. So two things to consider. One is, go ahead and do that and get the title and, I've got it, but then put it in a very safe place. Or leave it. If you want to redraw your loan, you don't have to go through the cost of putting a mortgage back on it. Now, you may not want to, but it might be something to think about. Or you're over debt, Trevor. That's it. No more debt. Good on you. Well, then talk to your bank about it. They can do it as well, but they'll probably they'll send you the mortgage discharge form. You fill that out, and then you go to Landgate, and what is it, maybe $160?
Yeah, it's around about that. I can't remember. It's about 2 years since
we had Mike here, a CEO. He'd be able to tell us straight away.
It's not a large amount of money.
I was going to ring, but I...
Yeah, you can ring their information line. They're very helpful.
And all look at their website.
It's all on their website as well. So they've got the forms, they've got all the information you need, and so it's really just a two-stop thing. Bank to discharge the mortgage. That Landgate needs that to be able to say...
They'll need the documentation from the bank to show that the mortgage has been paid off.
I just need the piece of paper I got from the bank to show that I did pay it off.
Exactly. Sounds like you've already done it.
That's good.
Well done. I paid it off recently.
Well done, Trevor.
Well, good on you. That's what we all aspire to
do. We do indeed.
Pay off our mortgage.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. 922-11882 is the number to call, and we're ready to take your calls right now. Deborah Goostry here from UDIA, the Urban Development Institute of Australia, to answer any of your calls in regard to land.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Fremantle.
Finds Main. Square in the ball. He'll slip over. Hair pass back to Main, who came to assist. Sees an open golf face and puts it home.
Geelong.
Silwood to Walker. Quick answer. Caddy from 50 metres out. How's the reply from Geelong?
It's the 2016 NAB Challenge from Domain Stadium. Join Carl Langan, Mark Reddings and Peter Bell live from 12:30 this afternoon as the Dockers take on the Cats. 6pm is football.
I used to think it would be nice if I had a remote control that could turn down the volume of my neighbours. Just for those times when they would be outside chatting until early evening, or when the party would get a little rowdy. Sound really travels from their patio. Then, I found out there was a way I could turn down their chatter, with Magnetite. It retrofits over your existing windows to create a double glazing that will reduce noise by up to 70%. It even keeps out heat and cold. Brilliant product, funny name. Google Magnetite, like Magnetite.
Today, the banks of the river have been transformed into a pop-up beach at Waterbank Festival East Perth. Discover a new place with a free concert from WA talent Morgan Bain, street food, beach bar, Pilates and more. See waterbankperth.com.au.
So this is my Volkswagen Transporter and head office of my construction business. It's got a 2-litre diesel engine, Blue Motion technology and fatigue detection. There's also room for my apprentice.
The new Transporter. A lot goes into a Volkswagen van.
In the Weekend West.
At your service, food editor Rob Broadfield talks to Perth's best restaurant waiters and uncovers the 10 tips everyone should know to have a better dining experience. In 7 days, acclaimed actress Marta Dusseldorp tells how it's the duty of TV dramas to expose society's darker side.
Also in the Weekend West...
Travel discovers the best of Broome food and culture, and aviation editor Geoffrey Thomas peers inside one of the world's most luxurious private jets.
Only in the Weekend West.
Investor Warren Buffett states, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. When you're developing property, risk comes from not knowing how to get the most out of your block. With Ventura ID's multi-living Class 2 unit developments, you can get more out of your block. More capital gains, more profits and a greater rental yield. Reduce your risk and find out how multi-unit development can give you more. Visit class2.com.au. BRN 10805.
If your credit history is holding you back from getting a home or investment loan, give Liberty a call. Liberty listens to your full story and understands that your credit history is just that, part of history. So if you're ready to get a fresh start and need a lender that will consider your full story, regardless of late payments or credit defaults, visit liberty.com.au or call 13 11 33 today.
Liberty Financial, approved applicants only.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
And we certainly have a few calls on the board. I reckon that you're personally responsible for that, Deborah. We'll give you
take
the credit
all the
price. For it. Yeah, of course you will. Jennifer of Mount Lawley. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning. I have a property in Mount Lawley. It's a beautiful home. But it's only two beds, one bath.
Yep.
Two good-sized bedrooms, good-sized bathroom, all open-plan, lounge, dining, kitchen.
Yep.
Magnificent garden around it, but it is the property at the back. I built it 20 years ago, and I have it on the market in the 600.
Right.
And
any interest? Any offers?
I had an offer in the first week for $695 cash.
$695 cash? And you, yes. Tell me you jumped at it.
You took it, yes. Please say you took it, Jennifer.
No, my family said no, it was on the market then for
$725.
Oh. This is panning going to be, I think this is panning out to be a sad story. Carry on.
Anyway, I still have the property.
Yep. And how long ago was that, Jennifer?
That was about 2.5 months ago.
Yes. Okay. Look, this is a common story amongst many agents out there. I could bore you with a few of my own war stories about the market at the moment. This is what happens when a market rationalises. You often have an opportunity. I guess like anything in life, you've got to know what a good deal is when it comes along, and it becomes a good deal afterwards, doesn't it, when you realise. Look, that's unfortunate, but the market has softened. There's no doubt about that. There's no hiding that. So the key now is to meet the market and meet the market price. I guarantee your property is highly saleable, but it is at a price less than what it was probably 2.5, 6 months ago, unfortunately.
Well, I have reduced the property $75,000 to sell it.
Yep. Now, what happens, and this is a reality in real estate, is that often there's just this one buyer that comes along and it's perfect for them. And they make an offer, and often you sell it and you think, oh, maybe I could have got more. The reality is that was it. That was a fantastic price, because the rest of the market is at a different level. You know, when we're talking about property, I always say I don't sell properties, I deal with people, because it's about people and emotions and how they see and perceive value. A valuer's got to get out there and actually put a value on the property, but it's what individuals. So it can vary enormously. So it's very frustrating when you say, oh, but I had 695, that's what it's worth. No, that was what it was worth to one particular buyer 2.5 months
exactly.
ago, unfortunately.
Exactly.
It's hard, isn't it? And then you think, gosh, I've dropped it $75,000, I still can't sell it. All I can say is talk to your agent about maybe doing a little bit different marketing, tweak the price, and eventually you'll find you'll meet the market where the market price is.
Thank you, Jennifer. Let's go to Dave of Canning Vale. G'day, Dave.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, Dave. You got a happy story for us?
Oh, yeah, it could be happy.
Good.
Yeah, I've got a property in Butler that I actually built 2005.
Right.
So, and I'm just sort of contemplating whether do I sell it now? Is the market right to sell? Obviously, I've made money out of it.
Exactly.
But I'm sort of probably got in just before the boom, eh?
Yeah, you should have been able to put that together at a very good price to start with.
What'd you pay for your land?
$107 for the land.
I was just about to. Actually, I was too quick there. I was going to say, we're going to test Deborah and see what she reckons it might have. What were you thinking? $110, $115?
I was in between $100 and $110.
Oh, that's you would have nailed it. You
I
would
was
have nailed it.
Looking at it.
Yeah, so you're looking at a good profit there. That's great. Right. Look, it depends on your circumstances. The market is a bit soft at the moment. But at the same time, I always say to people, should we really, our whole lives be dictated about by the ebbs and flows of the property market? There's more to it, isn't there, Deb?
Yeah.
It depends on your circumstances.
And I guess it's what do you want to do with that money? Are you looking to then pay off another property, transition to another property, go around the world? These are the questions you're asking, because you've made your money from it. What do you want to do?
And
if I sell the property now, then I'll be able to pay off my own house. So I've got a young family, and live life a bit more comfortably.
Sounds like a compelling. Exactly. I'll tell you one way to look at it too, Dave, is that paying off your mortgage at home, let's say it's 5% as a round figure, you're looking to say, well, is the property going to appreciate more than 5% in the next 12 or 24 months? If you're feeling that it's not going to appreciate more than the cost of funds, you are better off selling it and putting it out against your mortgage.
Yeah, and it's even the other things like your council rates and just the cost of managing the property, all of those other things. We live our lives by what we call a spreadsheet. We just plug all the numbers in and out spits the answer. And if you're trying to pay off your own property and live a better life, that's got to be weighted towards selling.
Take the profit and run now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. Okay. Thanks for
Good
that.
On you. Thank you, Dave. Now to Morley and Andy. Good day, Andy.
Good morning, panel. How are you?
We will. Thank
Very
you.
Well.
Good, Andy. Fire away with your question.
It's actually one issue I like you to concentrate on.
Yes.
The issue of land tax.
Oh, you're going to get me going here.
I think you get a few people going.
Unfortunately, many people who invested in real estate,
yes,
they find themselves at this stage, the rent they are getting from their properties is not enough to cover the cost of land tax, water charges, and the council. And my sincere advice to all Western Australians, don't invest in real estate because it is a lost business now. As you said, the market has softened, but the reality is, and that is from your own website, there are 60% more property for sale now than last year this time. And if you look, as what the lady, Deborah, she said before, if you look to all advertised prices, the initial advertised price like 700, you will find it now 650. Yep. And as you said,
right.
it might come to 630 or 610 or even in the 500 because many people are trying to get rid of their real estate now for the sake of saving the money because the way the state government, they increase the rate tax from now on, it is huge and it cannot be afforded.
And totally unreasonable.
And they kill the business, the investor people in that business.
Andy, I am with you 100%. Have you spoken to your local member and expressed your concerns to your local member?
They are government, you know.
Yeah,
you
but they need to know. So they go back to cabinet. And there are a huge amount of people very, very upset about this, the fact that land tax basically doubled this year on the back of 15% increases and 10% increases the last couple of years.
Don't forget we've got an election in
it's
1 year.
It's actually more than doubled. Sorry for that.
Yeah,
it's
no, you're right, actually. In a lot of cases, it more than doubled. And that is outrageous. And I have to say, it's bad government to be doubling taxes.
It's really, and I'll just give the counter on that. I don't like land tax, do not get me wrong. The government's really rocking hard place. They've only got payroll tax, land tax, transfer duties and royalties and GST share. And they have been rocking hard place and I have spoken to the Treasurer and done the please don't do this, it's hurting a lot. They're very aware, but I agree with Rob. Go and talk to your local member, make sure the voice of the people, the landholders, that are not necessarily the bigger end of town. I'm representing the developers, but everybody is being affected by this. So don't underestimate how important your local member is.
You know what actually surprised me? That the media is not picking on this and on this very important
I don't know. It was the front page of West Australian a few weeks ago. Yeah.
And we pick on it every Saturday morning.
Yeah, and I'm very happy to jump on the soapbox here and yell it out.
Yeah, taxation is a fraught issue. It really is. Mm. And if you get the levers wrong, you do stuff up the industry.
It'll be an election issue.
Yeah, will be.
And I know that REBA will be, and the other industry bodies will be pushing very hard, UDIA,
Absolutely.
And REBA will be putting out and have been making a lot of representation, state government, that it's gone too far. And obviously that has a very negative impact on the property market.
We agree with you, Andy. Thank you for your call. Now, I've got a couple of emails. First one comes from Peter. Question. I live in a 50s character home in Bedford. I'm planning to survey strata subdivide, retain existing front home and build at the back, rent back home out for a few years and eventually sell. It will be a small back block of approximately 300 square metres, but with a big old tree we want to keep near the fence line. The actual building footprint is probably only about 200 square metres at best. My question is, investment-wise, would it be better to build a small double-storey 4x2 or a small 2x2 villa-style home? Obviously, the cost of building these two homes would be vastly different, and I'm not sure of how the future demand for 4x2s versus 2x2s will pan out. And then he goes out, goes on to point out Bedford is 6 kilometres from the CBD.
It's a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah, but appears to be a bit of a sleeper that no one's heard of. I don't know about that. But anyway, thank you, Peter.
In some respects, yeah, I think in some respects it is. I actually, thinking about that question, I'd actually say neither, because if he's got a 200 square foot footprint, he could build quite a nice little 3x2, which single story, which would be the way to go.
And the other thing is to think about whether you actually need to subdivide, whether you can do it as under the granny flat rules,
as an ancillary
dwelling, so that you actually, if you're going to rent it out for a while, build it as if you were going to subdivide, but you should be able to do it as an ancillary dwelling and rent it out and save yourself quite a bit of money in the subdivision of the land.
And do the subdivision down the track when you're ready to sell it. But I'll be thinking single story rather than double story.
Single story will radically reduce your cost, but remember you can also do timber frame on the second story, which is now becoming quite cost competitive. If you actually look at it, the way that I was just in my head look at it is, what rent are you expecting to get out of it? How much is the building costs and the cost of the land if you are needing to borrow
money? We're getting back to one of your spreadsheets.
Absolutely. Spreadsheet every time.
Get that Excel spreadsheet out. And I guarantee you'll find that the equation, the return will be higher for a 3x2 single story as opposed to a 4x2 double story.
I think have a chat to Summit Homes, I would, and see
what they can, they'll be able to put
they'll come up with some prices for you. Okay, need to go to a break soon, but we may have one more coming up in a few moments. No, we've just lost that temporarily, so we'll find that. Here it is. I don't know how you're going to answer this. I really honestly
I'm glad
don't.
You looked at Rob then when you said that.
And I'm looking at you
well,
now,
I'm not
Deborah.
Going to. If it's too hard, I'll just get Deborah to answer
now,
it.
Now, this is Mary who says, this is a curly one, and she's right. My daughter and I live next door to each other. Right. Daughter has taken in a boarder who said I'm invading her privacy when I go there. I have keys to her house, have had keys to her house for 8 years. I come and go to feed the dogs, etc. The boarder claims he has talked to a real estate agent claiming the fact that I'm invading her privacy and this is wrong. There is no written contract between daughter and boarder.
It's a boarder. It's not Residential Tenancies Act. It's a boarder. No. Sorry.
No.
You like it or don't like it? Don't like it? Move out.
Yeah. End of story. I mean, it'd be different if you were going into their bedroom or something, but if you're in there feeding the dog, moving around as you normally would, no.
Yeah, I think the boarder's trying to say that it's under the Residential Tenancies Act, which it wouldn't be.
No.
So, doesn't like the arrangement, then don't go away unhappy, just go away.
Don't let the door that's closing behind to hit you on the way out.
Yeah. Good on you, Mary. Stick to your guns.
Yeah, good on you, Mary. Yeah, we're on your side, Mary. Right, 922-11882 if you would like to join the fun here, and you might win $100 thanks to our good friends at Summit Homes, newgenerationhomes.com.au, a division of the Summit Homes Group.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Listen to 6PR this weekend because you and a friend could be checking out the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show at Claremont Showground, March 16 to 20. Win tickets from 6PR, and when you attend, you can book your free overnight stay in a one-bedroom deluxe cabin at the Big Four Peppermint Park in Busselton. Listen for the cue to call. It's your chance to check out the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show and experience the Southwest this weekend on 6PR.
Emergency Denture Repairs and Dental 777 provide a complete service for all your dental needs. General, cosmetic, implant and prosthetic dentistry. EDR manufacture affordable dentures and implant dentures on site and do emergency repairs while you wait. They offer rebates from all health funds with up to 80% rebate for HBF Members Plus. Call 93822222 to book with an EDR or Dental 777 surgery today.
Hello, I'm Carmel Markham from Chipper Funerals. We understand that calling to arrange a funeral for a loved one is often very difficult. What questions am I going to be asked? Will I be able to communicate what I want? Will I be able to speak at all? At Chipper Funerals, we pride ourselves on understanding, and even if you can't find the words, we'll know what it is you're trying to say. Talk to us at Chipper Funerals or visit chipperfunerals.com.au.
Looking for the right kind of shoes can really be a pain in the feet. Head to the Balance Podiatry Shoe Sale now on. 10 to 40% off fashionable lifestyle and work shoes with a large range of Sierra, Frankie 4, Merrill and more. There's even an on-site podiatrist who'll answer any questions and help you fit those orthotic-friendly shoes that can help with feet and leg discomfort. BalancePodiatry.com.au.
Balance, balance. Podiatry Centre.
Want to save $5,000 and look stylish while doing it? We've got the answer. Clio Expression Auto, 19990 drive away. Clio Expression Auto, 19990 drive away. Have we said enough? Clio Expression Auto, 19990 drive away. That's one more for effect. Be quick before we change our minds. Available at Regents Renault, Osborne Park, Wanneroo Renault and Melville Renault. 2015 compiled vehicles only. Ends March 30 or while stocks last, not in conjunction with any other offer. DL 1720 1931 and 0491.
Are you over 50? Are you getting the insurance discounts you deserve? A 50 Up Club survey has found the average customer aged over 50 pays more than $2,000 a year on car and home insurance premiums. But what if you could lobby together with 40,000 other over 50s for an exclusive discounted offer? That's right. More than 40,000 people like you have joined 50 Up Club's latest campaign, representing an estimated $80 million in annual premiums for insurers who want to make a special offer. 50 Ups are the insurance industry's best customers. In fact, the survey found one in three people have never even made a claim on their car or home insurance. So get on board at 50upclub.com. It's free to join. Do it now. 50upclub.com.
You can now suit yourself at Tony Barlow Menswear with $200 to $400 off all pure wool suits. World-class brands are now $200 to $400 off. Suit yourself now from just $399 only at Tony Barlow Menswear.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
And you'll be speaking to either Rob Druitt or Deborah Goostry, who's here today. When are you actually moving out of UDIA? Is there a time frame?
There is. My final date is the 31st, so it's very, very close. Ooh, and I'm having
this month. You're having a bit of time off?
Well, that's theoretically my date, but I'm having 2 weeks off beforehand. So basically Thursday is my last day in the office. So this is very much my last gig in the role.
It's nice to be between jobs because then you're actually totally relaxed, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to feeling relaxed. I haven't felt that way for a long time.
Oh, you're going to a great place. John Wood's a terrific bloke too. So
absolutely am.
Yeah, exciting. Not a bit about NLV. I actually did a little bit of work for them part-time a few years ago.
I think everybody's coming up to me and saying, yes, I've done this for NLV, or John knows my dad or my cousin. Or it's such a Western Australian company.
It is. And what I found about them, Deborah, they're down in East Perth, as we know.
Their yes.
Office, it was the sort of camaraderie and the good feeling in the office there.
Honestly, I went in there. Yeah, it's a fantastic culture. Mm-hmm. I walked in and the receptionist gave me a hug. Yeah. That's what you call a nice culture. it comes right through the villages and right into the main office.
Absolutely right. Josh of Trigg. G'day, Josh.
Yeah, g'day. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I just had a couple of queries about strata properties.
Right.
I've got a one-bedroom flat down in Scarborough. It's on a block. It's a pretty big block, probably about an acre, but there's only 10 units on it. Now, I was just wondering, what's the one with...
Rob's eyes just lit up.
An acre in Scarborough, my goodness. Wow. It's and probably a little bit less than that, but we've got the picture. It's on a big block. Yep, far away.
Yeah,
Josh.
However big it is.
Yes.
There's only 10 units on it. So is the owner of the property, do they own the land, or is it just the...
Okay. How old is the group? It's pretty old?
late 60s.
Yeah, okay. It'll be the first thing to do is get your copy of your strata plan, but I'd be willing to bet on that strata plan it will show a lot of common property, and essentially you've got 10 owners. The area that you physically own as such will be the internal dimensions of the unit. Is it two-storey or single level?
It is two-storey. There's five bottom-storey ones and then five top-storey.
Yeah, okay. So the building is most likely maintained by the strata company, and technically your area will be the internal of the unit, and then you'll have all the rest as common property, and the ownership of that is split up in as per your unit entitlement, which is... could be one-tenth each, or it might vary depending on... Are they all one-bedrooms or a mixture of one and two-bedrooms?
No, two of them are one-bedroom and the other eight are two-bedrooms.
Okay, so yeah. The unit entitlement might vary a little bit, so you might have slightly less than one-tenth of the total because you've got a smaller unit. But you need to have a look at your strata plan, and you can search that at Landgate or get onto the rewa.com website and search it through there. Unless you've got it in your lever and arch file with all your stuff for your property, maybe from your original purchase, and that'll tell you. But basically, you do all own the land, but you own an undivided share of the land because it's most likely would be common property.
Okay. All right. Now, the other thing was, how do you go... Is it easy to change strata companies? Because these guys that we have... they don't seem to really want to do anything at all.
Generally, yes, and usually the strata company, it depends, but generally they are reappointed each year at the annual general meeting. So then it's a matter of the unit holders voting at that meeting whether they wish to continue with that same strata manager. You run the strata essentially. You have a strata manager looking after it, but you have the final say. It's a pure democracy.
Absolutely. It's your choice. Just make sure of the processes that are in your management plans there to make sure that you've done it properly. But it's absolutely your place, your choice.
Yeah, so you can change, but perhaps have a look at the last annual general meeting. You should have received a copy of that. I don't know whether you attended or not, and that should say that the period of appointment, generally it's 12 months. So if that's coming up, but you do need to talk to your other unit holders, make sure that they're all on board, they attend the meeting, and then they can vote at the meeting to change strata managers.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks a lot.
See you,
good
mate.
On you.
Justin is next at Mirrabooka. G'day, Justin.
G'day. How are we today?
Good, thank you.
We're great, Justin.
Well,
hey.
How can we help you?
I just got a quick question. We're first home buyers looking at our lifestyle is by the beach, and we're looking at sort of 2x1 villas in Scarborough, but we also sort of see around the same price point, sort of 3x1 sort of duplexes in Yokai and Jundanna.
Yep.
Obviously without any strata fees and that sort of stuff. Just wondering what your thoughts are on both sort of areas.
Yeah. Both good investments. Both great areas. Yokai, you've got good proximity to the city, a lot of infrastructure and everything through there. Scarborough, obviously, it's the area I work in. Love the beach and so on. But that's your trade-off because you do have a higher land value in Scarborough because of that proximity to the beach. So the trade-off is in the actual improvements. So it's really up to you to decide where you prefer to live. Both, I wouldn't say one over the other, really.
No, and I agree with that. It's really about lifestyle choice. Do you need that extra space? What are you happy to get in the car and drive to the beach? All of those types of things. It's just about envisage living in the place and you'll come up with your answer.
Because it changes a lot your lifestyle when you move a suburb because you're going to different supermarkets, you're going to different areas. It makes a lot of difference to your lifestyle. You'll do different things when you live in different areas around Perth. Mm. So you need to think about that and think about the infrastructure and facilities close by and what you prefer. If the beach is like number one, well then Scarborough is your choice. If it's you need a bit more space, you're happy to you go to the beach a few times a year, but not every day, then maybe the Yokai and Jundanna area is something you should be thinking about.
Okay. And do you see the Scarborough 2x1, do you see that market softening any further this year? Or?
I think it's come back quite a bit. My gut feeling is the market has now levelled out and I think it's just going to plod along. I don't see much growth in the short term. I don't have a problem with that because buying real estate is opportunistic. You could say, oh, I'm going to wait until the market absolutely bottoms out and just before it starts to go up. Well, that's all very well, but will that particular property you want to buy be available?
And also, the only way you know it's when at the bottom is when it starts to go up.
Is afterwards.
you actually look backwards and go...
It's too late.
that was when it was. Exactly.
I should have bought last year.
So if you see the property you like in the location you like at a price you can afford,
and it's good
don't
value?
Wait for the market. Oh, yeah. It's not going to be available at another time.
Good on you, Justin. Thank you. We've got one here from Carl. Not really a question, more of a statement. Hi, guys. We were very lucky. 2001 bought a 550 square metre block for $80,000. Didn't say where.
It's like your deposit,
yeah. 80,000. Built a 370 square metre two-storey house with ocean view.
Wow.
It's big, yes. It's probably up through the northern suburbs, maybe. Yeah. My guess.
This can't be right, can it? $150,000
to build? Yeah, could be.
Would it then?
2001.
Yeah, it was
basic home. Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Because remembering,
but that's a big home. But he's got a very, very good deal on that.
He must have painted it himself and done the landscaping and done all the other bits and pieces. But because building prices doubled in 2006, basically, didn't it?
It went crazy at the. And remembering, we were coming out of the disruption GST.
Okay.
That really made a big
for a base home.
He's got him well.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say 2005 same blocks were $250,000. If I had a crystal ball, would have been nice to buy several blocks. Sold the house in 2006 for $700,000. So
people made profits during those. It's a nice story.
The question, I suppose, what's he done with the money since then?
Yeah, hopefully he's leveraged it into an even better house.
Send us another text and we will pass it on, Carl. Good on you, mate. Sportsworld coming up after the 10 o'clock news with Peter Vlahos, Kim Hagdorn and Glenn Jakovich. So your last chance to have a chat to us on 9221 882.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6BR, we open the door to the House of Wellness with Larry Emder, Michelle Bridges, Kelly Landry and Gian Rooney.
This week on the show, how much sleep do you really need? Some of us get 8 hours, others are lucky to get 5. But what is really a healthy amount? We'll find out, plus answers to getting a good quality night's sleep. And our experts will answer your questions on how to live well and look great.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The House of Wellness, 8 a.m. Sunday on 6PR.
Everyone who's anyone knows Bayswater Mazda should be the only place you go when you're looking for a Mazda. Their range of new and used vehicles alone is the reason people are flocking to Bayswater Mazda. The guys will help you with all your servicing needs, or maybe you're looking for parts and accessories. They can do that too. Test drive your new Mazda today. For more info and selection of cars, visit bayswatermazda.com.au.
Are you over 50? Are you getting the insurance discounts you deserve? A 50 Up Club survey has found the average customer aged over 50 pays over $2,000 a year on car and home insurance premiums. But what if you could lobby together with 40,000 other over 50s for an exclusive discounted offer? That's right. Over 40,000 people like you have joined 50 Up Club's latest campaign. That represents an estimated $80 million in annual premiums for insurers who want to make a special offer. 50 Ups are the insurance industry's best customers. In fact, the survey found 1 in 3 people have never even made a claim on their car or home insurance. So get on board at 50upclub.com. It's free to join. 50upclub.com.
G'day folks, Ruthie here. Opposite Locker, some brilliant Easter specials happening right now, including great prices on bar work, suspension and the award-winning King One winch. Get on down to Opposite Lock and experience the Opposite Lock difference for yourself. All the proven products at the best prices and the knowledge to get you there too. Get serious about your off-roading. Get into Opposite Lock and get ready for adventure.
Right now at Masters, get 10 to 50% off all plants. That's right. Get 10 to 50% off all plants. That's perennials, shrubs, climbers, hedges, trees, houseplants, pot plants, even turf. If it grows, it goes at Masters, where you'll get 10 to 50% off all plants. But be quick, because when they're gone, they're gone. You know where to go for the lowest prices. 10 to 50% off all plants, only at Masters. Offer ends Wednesday, March 16. And there are Masters stores right throughout Perth, including Bayswater, Bibra Lake, Lansdale, Ellenbrook, Joondalup, Forestdale, Brighton, Baldivis and Mandurah.
Coromal's exciting new range of caravans are built for adventure and designed with style. We present the new look Element Caravan Range, featuring the new E661 slide-out model and a new choice of layouts and decor, all at a price you won't believe. You'll feel right at home in an Element. See it for yourself at the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show on now till Sunday. Proudly manufactured in WA for over 30 years. Choose Coromal, the trusted WA brand with a fresh new look.
The Grand Fondo World Series is on this Sunday. Expect traffic delays in the Perth CBD, City of Swan, Shire of Kalamunda and the Shire of Mundaring. For details, go to grandfondoworldseriesperth.com.au.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the and voice of Perth.
We have got just 10 minutes to go before the news and then Sports World with Peter Vlahos, Kim Hagdorn and Glenn Jakovich, and a bit of sport around. And a big talking point, Pete, as we say good morning to you, is the NAB Challenge and the future of the NAB Challenge. Richmond, of course, got spifflicated with injuries the other night.
They only had 15 players at one stage. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, good morning, Harvey. It certainly was an interesting NAB Challenge, and there's a lot of conjecture regarding the right format, how it should be played. From a West Australian point of view, of course, both our teams play across the weekend. We've got Fremantle taking on Geelong today, and tomorrow it's the Eagles against Essendon. Essendon, by the way, are in town. Very much a West Australian-looking Essendon outfit. They'll be training at James Oval at the University later this morning in preparation for their NAB Challenge match. But how many games do you play, and how do you format it with really their just glorified scratch matches? It's certainly a debate. And the other thing is, tomorrow it's going to be, I believe, 38 degrees. It's going to be pretty oppressive, even at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when the West Coast Eagles take on Essendon. That's certainly another concern. I can't, for the life of me, understand how they can play NAB Challenge matches in the middle of the day here in Perth, Western Australia, during the month of March. It's just ludicrous. But anyway, that's the way they format it.
It's about as silly as playing in the tropics, mate, and having them washed out.
Yeah, but they reckon they've got duty of care with the players, and they look after them, which is probably right, but in the end, it's still very risky. Can I just say happy birthday to one individual that we all know very well. 81 today, the great Graham Polly Farmer turns 81 today. So many happy returns to Poll and all his family and everybody that loves him and what he did for this great game of ours.
Absolutely, and he was a terrific bloke as a commentator afterwards too, analyst, and we used him quite frequently in the various radio stations I've been in. Yeah, exactly. Good bloke, Paul.
Yeah,
good on you, mate. Have a happy 81st. Righto, last chance to get on board, 9221882. You'll need to call in the next 30 seconds, I suggest. Scott of Balga has. G'day, Scott.
Hey, Gunn, Harvey. I used to live in Joondenna, renting in Joondenna, and my brother passed away, and I got to see some deceased estate money. Right. I bought a little three-bedroom, two-bathroom, a unit in Belga for 362, and it's only 7 years old.
Mm. Yes, prices have come back quite a bit through there. Is that the point you're making? Good value?
Yeah, excellent value. It's alarmed, it's insulated, it's air-conditioned, and double remote-controlled garage. Very good area, quiet.
Yeah, now the prices have come back a bit through Balga. I've got a couple of villas in there for sale from $379 brand new. Just give a little plug there. Got them open tomorrow.
Check the website for details.
Yeah, there's some really good value. And they have come back. The villas through there were selling over $400 to $425. But, of course, the developers had bought land through there when the market was strong for sort of getting up well into the 400s, and that's all come back. Mm. So, yes, you can buy a brand-new villa through there for under $400 now, depending on location, and certainly something a few years old around the mid-300s. It's good buying considering the location. The area's changing dramatically. It's the old being replaced with the new, and it's a very convenient spot, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, and it's only 15 minutes from work.
Yeah, and that's what's happening in some of those middle ring suburbs, is they are changing quite a bit, and there's some fantastic opportunities. So you've done well with that one, and there are so many opportunities around at the moment. So.
Yep. Good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Scott. Now, a little bit of an update on a couple of our correspondents. Mary. Thanks for the info about the border. She's the one who's having trouble with her daughter's border living next door. Just to let you know, I'd never go into the bedroom. Right, thanks.
Yeah.
Good on you, Mary. That's good to hear.
We weren't suggesting that you would. But
no, we don't want to go that far.
No.
No, we wouldn't. And We have this, Carl has...
Oh, Carl's got back to us? Yes.
Yeah, the land in question was in Mindari, so good
area. Oh, right, yes.
Yes.
And you were wondering what happened to all the money, weren't you, you guys?
Yes,
well,
yes.
Okay, well, here's a detailed explanation. Hi again. After kidney transplant, I bought another house, which we rented out, and travelled around Oz for 18 months. So,
good on you.
Any other questions for Carl? Because we're...
Quality of life. Good on you.
All right, good. Well, listen, Deb, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Before we forget, Josh of Trigg is the winner today of the $100 from Summit Homes, newgenerationhomes.com.au, a division of Summit Homes, making the $100 possible today. That'll go into your bank account, Josh. I'm sure you'll be happy with that. Deb, thanks for coming in. We're going to have you in again in your role with National Lifestyle Villages for over 45s, as I recall.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to
that. Yeah, and just a final word about UDIA and what people can expect in the future.
UDIA represents the developers both of apartments and land, mainly in residential, and really the time is, my message is, time to buy, because the market is pretty much what we call the innovation level, which means it's bottoming out, and prices will go up probably in 2017. So 2016 is the year of action.
That's the one. Rob, what's happening with Druitt Shed First National Double View today?
Yes, got a cracker of a property in Scarborough at 42 Stewart Street at 11 o'clock on pretty unique, just under 500 square metre block. So I'm pretty sure that's going to sell. We've had a lot of interest in that. Some home opens, and then for Western Australian Planning Commission, a great development opportunity at 800 Subiaco Road there, very close to the city, with a developable site there at, I think we're kicking that off at about 2:30. So
good, you're going to be a busy boy today. Good on you, mate. We'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Damien Collins will be in next week. He's a buyer's agent, by the way, and deputy.
I've just done a deal with one of his sales reps, which is fabulous.
Fantastic. Thanks, Gemma. Thanks, everybody. Sports World follows the news.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Legendary Beach Boy Brian Wilson performs the full Pet Sounds album live at the Riverside Theatre April 7th. God only knows what I'd be without you. For 882 6PR. Tickets at Ticketek.
Want to subdivide your land but don't necessarily want to build? I'm Abel from Subpro, the subdivision and property professionals. Did you know that if you talk to us, you can subdivide within 8 months and you don't even have to build? We can help you unlock the maximum value of your land through subdivisions with total flexibility. Take advantage of our years of experience to help you avoid the pitfalls and maximise the rewards. Book your free consultation now at subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion. When